Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss Michael Hart and Antonio Negri. In particular their work called Empire. Okay, Empire is the title of that book which is very famous and this book was published in 2000, the year 2000. Now these two writers argue that while classical imperialism has largely disappeared, a new empire is emerging in a diffuse blend of technology, economics and globalization. And Hart and Negri maintain that empire, which is traditionally understood as military or capitalist might, has embarked on a new stage of historical development and is now better understood as a complex web of socio-political forces. They argue with a neo-Marxist bent that the multitude will transcend and defeat the new empire on its own terms. And these authors address everything from the works of Deleuze to Jefferson's Constitutional Democracy in a very far-ranging analysis of our contemporary situation. And this book was published in the year 2000. Okay, in the year 2000 this book was published. And both of these writers are regarded as post-Marxist philosophers. And this book has been described by the London Review of Books as the most successful book of political theory to come from the left for a generation. And this book has been highly influential on numerous debates within the left and has even been called the Bible of anti-globalization movement. Okay, a Bible of anti-globalization movement. And another critic has stated that this book sets as its goal writing the Communist Manifesto for the 21st century. So almost a new kind of Communist Manifesto. And as we all know, Communist Manifesto was originally written by Karl Marx and Frederick Engels. And these two authors, Hart and Negri, are heavily indebted to Michael Foucault's analysis of biopolitics and also the work of Gilles Deleuze and Félix Guattari, especially their book called A Thousand Plateaus. And a number of concepts developed by Deleuze and Guattari, such as multiplicity, deterritorialization, nomads and control, are central to this book Empire's claims. And after publishing this book, these two writers have published two more important books. One is called Multitude, War and Democracy in the Age of Empire. Okay, Multitude, War and Democracy in the Age of Empire. And this book came out in 2004. After that, Commonwealth. Okay, another book called Commonwealth, which came out in 2009. This is also an important book. And in general, Hart and Negri theorize that an ongoing transition from a modern phenomenon of imperialism, which is centered on individual nation states, to an emergent postmodern construct created among ruling powers, which the authors call empire, with different forms of warfare. And let me read out a small extract from this work. And according to Hart and Negri, the rise of empire is the end of national conflict. The enemy now, whoever he is, can no longer be ideological or national. The enemy now must be understood as a kind of criminal, as someone who represents a threat not to a political system or a nation, but to the law. This is the enemy as a terrorist. And in the new order that envelops the entire space of civilization, where conflict between nations has been made irrelevant, the enemy is simultaneously banalized or reduced to an object of routine police repression. And what is the meaning of banalize? Banalize basically means to trivialize something. That is the literal meaning. And absolutized as the enemy, an absolute threat to the ethical order. And Hart and Negri elaborate a variety of ideas surrounding constitutions, global war and class. Hence, the empire is constituted by a monarchy. And what is this monarchy? The United States of America, the G8 or the G7, and international organizations such as NATO, IMF, and WTO, or World Trade Organization. Okay, empire is constituted by a monarchy, then an oligarchy. And what is this oligarchy? All multinational corporations and other nation states. And then also a democracy. What is this democracy? Various non-governmental organizations and United Nations. So all NGOs and UN. And part of this book also deals with imagining resistance. But the point of empire is that it too is total, and that resistance too can only take the form of negation, the will to be against. And the empire is total, but economic inequality persists, and as all identities are wiped out and replaced with a universal one, the identity of the poor persists. Okay, so from an exam point of view, just remember that this particular work deals with new forms of imperialism that are still present in the world. It is regarded as a good book in the area of political science. But even from the point of view of post-colonial studies, in literature, it is regarded as being useful. And along with this, from an exam point of view, you should remember the other important work by Hart and Negri called Multitude, War and Democracy in the Age of Empire. Okay, Multitude, War and Democracy in the Age of Empire. These two works are important.